Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Loud and Local with Kevin Deers rolls on 99.9 KISW.
We're back here on Loud and Local. 2 weeks from today is the big day, man. It is day three of Pain in the Grass. It's going to be a week-long party, I tell you what. Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. Tuesday's kind of the pre-funk. It gets you excited with a little bit of Gojira, with some Slipknot, with Behemoth and Witch Ripper and Volbeat. Then Friday sends you into a fury with Disturbed. And then Saturday, it's all going down at Pain in the Grass, White River Amphitheater. Saturday is when you leave it all out and you just go crazy. And a band that is in studio with me tonight that is making their Pain in the Grass debut, I believe, System 7. Welcome to the studio, guys. Very cool to have you guys up. And, why don't we introduce ourselves, go around the room. Let's start with you guys and introduce yourselves. What do you do for System 7?
Nate, I play bass for System 7.
I am James, and I play guitar.
Jason Ames, lead vocals.
And drummer, Eddie.
Right on, guys.
My name's Shane, and I'm not here right now, and I play guitar.
Shane, yeah.
Well, hell yeah, man. You guys are stoked for Pain in the Grass. Tell me, have you guys been to Pain in the Grass before?
Yeah, I went to Pain in the Grass like back in like the day. I remember seeing Forced Entry like underneath the Space Needle.
Yep. They got videos of that on YouTube.
Yeah, I saw that. And I was like, oh my God, I was there. Remember that Bone Crack and Fever?
Absolutely, man.
But yeah, actually, I've been over to like the last few Pain in the Grass. I was actually lucky enough to go and get photo passes. I got to go and do all the that. But it's always a lot of fun. But,
hell yeah.
Yeah.
You guys stoked to play on that main stage at a White River Amphitheater? It's going to be great.
Yeah, it's all right. Yeah, it's all right.
Can't complain.
No,
so,
not at all, man.
I guess let's kind of get the origin story. I know you guys have been with on Loud and Local in the past with Jolene, but this is the first time that I've actually had the chance to interview you. And there might be someone tuning in that's like, you know, even though you guys are very well established, someone might tuning in like, hey, I just want to hear about this band. I've never heard of them. So I guess just give us kind of the origin story. Why don't we where'd you guys, meet and get together? And how long have you guys been playing together? And, how's it been so far? Obviously pretty awesome.
It's funny because I was just thinking about that because we've actually been around for a while and it kind of started like – I don't even want to say how many years ago, because then someone might be like, man, maybe you should have gave it up by this time or something.
No way,
like
man.
That.
Obviously, it's paying off. You guys are playing consistently and putting out an album coming up, and we'll be talking about that shortly.
Yeah, like with all bands, there's a little bit of, rocky starts. You're going to have some member changes. But, like, me and Eddie go back. We were just talking about it in the truck today. We go back to, like this version of System 7 goes back to 2006. And then Jason came. I don't even remember anymore, man. Like, my dates are a little bit shaky.
Probably 2015.
Nice.
2015.
Yeah. And so, it's been going strong. And then we got this guy.
2012.
I like Nate because he was persistent. He was like, come on, man. Just
let me have it.
Yeah.
Let me try.
June of 2012. You gave me an audition on my birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, nice birthday present.
Ricky Red car. Yeah.
That's awesome, and it's been strong ever since, right?
I have to say, man, this is like the most peaceful, best version of it. Like, it's just, yeah, man, it's like that thing where it clicks, when you end up making like a song and you can't stop playing. You're like, dude, I know we played it like 10 times, but let's just play it one more time.
Yeah. Hell yeah, man.
And the creative flow just happens naturally. There's no pushing, like, let's write a song, let's push it. It's just kind of like, how did that song happen? It wasn't there, and then it's there, because everyone just throws in their emotion, their feelings, and it just, and then there's a finished song. And I think that's the most beautiful way to do it.
You don't have to force it. It's organic, right?
Yeah. It's very organic.
It's organic. Yeah, that's the word.
That's awesome. Man, I got to ask you. James, I got to ask you, man. And this is something that people they can't see you right now, but you got an awesome, I would say hair, but obviously it's belt buckles and whatnot. It's kind of steampunk, kind of goth, kind of, just tell me, did you make that yourself? And
yeah.
And if you were want to know what we're talking about, follow us on Metal Shop. I'm sorry, at 999KISW on all social media. He has some awesome, awesome hair, kind of predator-ish. And if you come to Painting the Grass, you get to see it in the flesh. And you know, I encourage everyone to dress up in their craziest kind of cyberpunk look. But tell me a little bit about it, man. And did you create it yourself?
It was Hair Club for Men.
Oh, nice. No. Yeah. That is the advanced option. That is the most expensive subscription.
Want hair in rectangular pieces. Yeah.
Yes, yes.
Man, I have to say, like, I'm actually not used to talking about it, like, publicly, but it kind of came out of boredom. Like,
okay.
Like, the look kind of just was, how do I explain it? It was kind of like I wanted to do like a weird thing with my hair, but like it kind of had like a Japanese anime character kind of origin where, you know, I had the big hair and big boots and stuff like that. And actually I had a friend that helped me put together. His name is Richard. And it just kind of basically just, I don't know, it kind of like accidentally happened. Then it was fun to play with it on stage and it just kind of stuck.
So, well, it looks awesome, man.
Thanks, man. I wish it was more of a romantic story. Hey. Sorry, guys.
It's artistic, and I appreciate the theatrics of it. And I know Nate's a fan of wrestling, and we got to say, I think you'd be a good tag team partner for Finn Balor. You ever see Finn Balor, the kind of the demon?
Yeah.
Anyways, I could go on about that nerdy stuff forever. We're getting back to the music again. 2 weeks till Pain in the Grass, and I mean, what's a band you guys are looking forward to? Obviously, I mean, come on, Marilyn Manson.
You know, right? I'm not going to be able to make it to Gojira, but man, I don't know where I've been hiding in a closet, but I just heard Gojira for like the first time a couple weeks ago.
So
and, like,
good,
ripped my face off.
Yes,
I was like, where has this been my entire life, man?
Yeah. In France.
Yeah. And so I wish I could make it to that, but I'm actually just like, I'm so, I love Rob Zombie, man.
Yes.
He changed the way I play guitar, man.
Hell yeah.
It's like, otherwise, you know, I'm kind of an 80s kid and I was kind of doing the Randy Rhoads soloing thing. And then I was like, wait a second, you can blend like dance stuff with like metal and stuff like
Absolutely,
that? And
it's
like, yeah, kind of mechanical.
Right on.
So, yeah.
I mean, you guys, technically, you're opening for Rob Zombie and Marilyn Manson. That's kind of a dream gig. And, yeah, mind blown.
Totally, yeah.
Yeah, so. Right on, man. Well, we'll be partying with you. And, again, KISW.com for tickets. And we're going to get into the music, kind of, and we'll go from there. So we're going to play Evolving and Forgive and Forget back-to-back. Is there anything you guys want to say about these songs before we jump into them?
They're good and you should listen to them.
Nice. I like that. Simple, to the point. Let's let the music speak for itself. It's System 7. You can see them at Pain in the Grass. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
my time inside the arms of the living. And what you heard will hurt someone else from the lessons you're giving. Your mental infection will spread the same. Don't fill them up with hate. It's a decision and the freedom from which you had. The power of the field that robs you blind. The moment your head was turned, a wink and a smile, no guilt on your mind. And it's you just got burned. But blame the excuse from how you've been raised. You find no resolve while abuse goes unsolved. Don't let this be your fate. Run away from your little world and find some forgiveness. It's a decision and the freedom from which you hide. Run away from your little world and beg for forgiveness. It's a decision and a freedom that builds your
Loud and Local. You're listening to System 7. These guys are going to be playing at Pain in the Grass. You got to show up early. Support the local bands on Saturday. There's going to be a lot of them, and it's going to be amazing. System 7 playing kind of industrial hard rock is going to go perfect pairing with Rob Zombie, Marilyn Manson later on in the day. It's my pleasure to have these guys up here in studio. They've been at it for a long time, and they just played, I guess just played last night up in Linwood, right?
Yeah, it was...
Tell me a little bit about the show, because it sounded like quite the experience. And shout out to what bar did you play at?
It was called the Rec Room. It was like one of our, like, we actually got, it was cool because we actually got hired. So it's like, you know, otherwise bands were just selling t-shirts and making no money. But yeah, it was for a biker club. And it's cool because they're really enthusiastic, man. They were like doing burnouts and stuff like that. And it was...
on the parking lot, yeah. they had the mechanical bull.
It's like a private party.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
It was really cool.
Yeah.
It was rumbling that night, all the motorcycles.
Oh, and cool. The best part, like when we got there, like they unloaded our stuff and then loaded it back.
The hospitality was crazy.
Okay, bands, you know how awesome that is, right?
Yeah.
Anybody who's listening is like...
You had a whole bunch of roadies just there for
you. Yeah, they just took all my stuff. I'm like, oh, dude, this is nice, man.
We'll play here more often, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just keep on unloading and loading that stuff up, man.
Shout out to the Rec Room. That's very cool.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
That's awesome. And, so again, the next gig you can catch them at is... little party known as Painting the Grass. It's not a big deal, you know. Never heard of it, you know. Kind of obscure. Just kidding. It's going to be the biggest party of the summer, and you got to get your ass down to White River Amphitheater. Actually, this week, they're on every show during the week. We're going to be giving away 3-day passes to Painting the Grass. So nice. Tomorrow morning, get up 6 in the morning, BJ and Migs are going to be giving away a pair of 3-day passes so you can see System 7, and you have no reason to miss this band. You guys are going to be releasing a record in October.
Yes.
This is a pretty big deal. It's going to be available overseas. Tell me a bit about the plans for this.
Yeah, the record label is from Copenhagen, Denmark. It's called Mighty Music / Target Group.
Cool.
And they will have the record release party. That's probably the next gig, but you'd have to make it over to Club Zeppelin in Copenhagen, Denmark.
Nice, I'll be there. I'll be there. Okay.
Nice. It's a short drive.
Yeah, exactly. But,
so that'll be a fun one.
You can take a bus.
take a bus. Planes, trains, automobiles, whatever.
How did they hear about you guys? Obviously, probably just the internet and the word of mouth and whatnot?
Well, it was just through a series of contacts through my friend Jeff Tate, original singer for Queensryche.
Yeah, now,
I guess we have
to
put it that way now. And he was playing with some musicians over there in Italy, and I've lived over in Italy, so I was talking with a couple of his musicians, and they said, why don't you pass some of your stuff over to this label? And,
yeah.
And so we did, and they picked up on it. And they have old-school promotions and still do the pressing like the good old days of
people actually respect physical media and buy CDs over there?
Yeah.
Imagine that.
So they do it both ways. They do it online and still the old record store CD kind of thing. So we're kind of excited about that.
Hell yeah, man. And hopefully you guys will be able to go over there and support it. And maybe once a CD sells well over there, you guys can play over there. Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah, dude. So I got to ask you guys. So this is something I like to ask to kind of gauge the room. And, you know, even if it's uncomfortable and it's something you're not proud of, I got to ask, what is – and I'm not asking what is the first album you ever got, because that could have been, you know, a present from grandma,
right. Your
cooler older brother. What is the first one you actually used your own money to buy, whether it's CD, vinyl, tape? What's the first piece of music you purchased on your own? Nate, let's start with you.
I think my first tape I bought was Faith No More's The Real Thing.
Nice.
That's cool.
And then first CD was Alice in Chains' Dirt.
All right. Cool, man. Wow. Still two classics.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So the first album that I bought was Kix Blow My Fuse.
Kix?
Kix.
Nice.
What? It was Kix Blow My Fuse. It was I remember seeing the video on MTV.
And that's not Kiss.
Don't
it's Kix. K-I-X.
Yeah.
Yes.
And and then I have to say one of my favorite Northwest bands has been Tad.
Yes.
I love that guy.
Like, Tad Doyle. Heavy.
Yeah.
Literally and figuratively.
Yeah, dude, totally. Like, Infrared Riding Hood is like one of the coolest albums. I love that album.
Hell yeah. And
wow,
how about you, man?
I think mine was a cassette. I went old school because I loved, it was Alice Cooper's Greatest Hits, just because I wanted something really tough and kind of dirty, but he had such a pop melody.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, really some poppy melodies in it, too, so I thought that was a great combination, you know, because that's also a Stevie Wonder fan, and I'm a huge Zeppelin fan, so it's all mixed up. But that was the first one, Alice Cooper. And then, local band. Man, there's so many good ones. It'd probably have to be Alice in Chains. I remember we'd do shows back when I was younger. We'd do shows together when nobody was big here.
Yeah.
I thought they were pretty good back then. Just didn't know how big it would actually get.
Yeah, exactly. They're still out.
They took off. Yeah, just their harmonies, and they're just great. Great approach to their harmonies, I thought.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. And how about you, man?
Oh, my first record was Iron Maiden, Number of the Beast.
Nice.
Oh, that's such an Ed album.
Vinyl?
I brought that
CD?
Home when
vinyl?
I was a
CD
young
tape?
Kid. It was a record.
Nice.
And I brought that home, and I remember...
you play it backwards?
My siblings were just... My mom and everybody were just like, what is this?
Yep. Right on, man.
Yeah.
And what's your favorite Northwest band of all time?
Oh, wow. Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Alice in Chains is pretty much...
Mm-hmm. Yep. And Nate, what about you, man? Favorite Northwest band of all time?
Alice, hands down.
All right, a lot of Alice fans here. Right on, man. And we're going to go into a couple more songs from you guys. Obviously, we are promoting Pain in the Grass. So what we would love for you to do is show up to Pain in the Grass and throw up your horns for System 7 and show the loud and local support. That is what I'm trying to champion over the next few weeks is the incredible amount of love we have for the local scene here, and the fact that we have been given this platform to feature, it could have easily been, 3 days of these like touring bands that, people love, but they don't have as much of a personal local connection to. So the fact that you could see you guys in Linwood at a rad, biker bar, and the fact that you guys are rocking out live on stage with some of your heroes is an incredible thing. So I just want people to go and show up and support, and I'm not trying to talk too much. I know this is your guys' interview, but it's important that people know that this is a very cool platform you guys have, and I'm stoked for you guys. I'm really proud of you guys, and yeah, man, we're going to go into a couple songs here. This is the first one that actually is featured on this mix that I was given. Is this the album that's going to be released?
Yes.
Awesome.
It's going to be released.
So this is Eternita Divina. Anything you guys want to say about this one?
Eternita Divina?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. All right, yeah.
It's, James had written the piece of music to it, and I'd heard it, and he put a cool video on it when he was in Europe, and it was just a musical piece. So I went over to Ed's place and they were just kind of jamming. Then James just started playing it on acoustic. And I went, "What's that?" He says, "It's the same song that I had in that video." But it struck me differently that evening.
Yeah.
And so back to the organic feel. And I think I was writing the melody as quickly as I was listening to it. Mm-hmm. And I had some lyrics that I was writing for my wife. And I just needed to express my feelings for her and our long journey that we've had together, and so that kind of summed it up. And it happened in a matter of the song for me creating the melody happened in a minute.
And that's the awesome essence of
metal,
right?
Special song.
Right on. You're listening to System 7 on Loud and Local. Catch them at Pain in the Grass. We'll be talking more with them for one more time after these couple songs and some commercials. We'll be back with System 7. It's Loud and Local on The Rock.
Yeah.
And Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
If you have not heard by now, you must be, you know, hard of hearing, which is fine, you know. It'll be loud enough for everyone at White River Amphitheater, and, you know, it'll be pretty awesome. So I do suggest getting a three-day pass, and if you would like, you can tune in all week long and, you know, save yourself some cash, and you can win some three-day passes to Pain in the Grass. But most importantly, today we are talking about System 7 playing Saturday at Pain in the Grass, and that is August 3rd, two weeks from today. Man, guys, what's one word, and I'm going to put you on the spot, one word to describe what your set's going to be like at Pain in the Grass 2019?
Oh, one word. You know what I'm going to say? I'm going to say memorable.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe that didn't seem strong. Now I want to go with some other word.
Lots of energy. Lots of energy.
Energy. I like that. Yeah.
Explosive.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's going to be
nifty.
Yeah.
Nifty. The most metal word of all.
It's going to be obsequious.
Yes. Neat.
Yeah, it's going to be neat. It's going to be all right. You know, it's going to be all right. It's going to be cool. It's going to be killer. Yeah, killer. I'm going to go with killer.
Yes.
Killer.
Well, System 7, after Pain in the Grass, what do you guys have plans for 2019? I think, you know, the album and whatnot.
I think the vibe right now is probably to be concentrating on, like, the
third album.
Oh, and nice. What's going on with the label and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Kind of, is that kind of like the necessary kind of thing?
Yeah, just try to pack in as many shows that we can and exposure after the record, but always be working on that next piece of music, you know?
Hell
just
yeah.
Whatever. Just feel it. I think that's the best way to go about anything. Just, you know, play when we can and write when we feel it. And so, but just roll with it. I think everything's just been falling into place anyway.
I like
so
that.
So we'll just keep rolling with it.
And we got to do it because we make so much money at doing it.
And there you go. Yeah. Hey, man, it's all about the passion. You guys have a lot of it, and obviously, you know, to keep it going this long and rocking out and doing both small shows and big shows alike, you know, I wish you guys the best of luck, and we'll be rocking out with you at Pain in the Grass 2019, day three of the festival, August 3rd. You know, before we go, where can we buy your music, and where can we, you know, follow you guys and support you guys?
Okay. So you can find us on Facebook. System 7, SYZTEM 7. I hate that Z, but I'm stuck with it. So, anyway, you can find us on Instagram. Same thing. Where else? And we have
Reverb Nation.
Bandcamp Reverb Nation.
Yeah.
And it will be released on Spotify and
Spotify.
Yeah, because with the label and stuff that we actually released the album a little while ago, but then we got the label interest, we had to pull everything back.
Sure, yeah. And they can release it through theirs and monetize it that way.
Yeah, yes. And yeah, Jason.
And they have distribution for hard copies as well in the United States. So we'll see the whole plan after that. They're handling that part.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
We gotta wait for October on that one. But
nice
it'll
to
be
have,
out.
In nice
all,
to have.
We usually
all
have to
avenues.
Clean everything through Ed because Ed's kind of the mastermind of everything.
Cool. Like
thank you, James.
He's the guy who spends the late nights in the garage sitting there tinkering and messing with stuff and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
He's the Dr. Jekyll.
Dude, he's one of those guys that likes to be behind the board and do all that kind of stuff, man. And he's good at what he does, man.
I like it. Right on, guys. Well, now's your chance to, anyone listening, or thank yous and shout outs and final words for the Northwest audience before we see you rock out at Pain in the Grass.
I want to say, hi to everybody. You know, the bands, all that. You know, you guys know who you are. My mom and Olya over there in the Ukraine, or actually the Czech Republic. So,
wow.
Mwah, baby. And yeah, man, especially like the people who have been supporting us all these years, man, because like without the support, man, you're not going to end up going.
You'd wither away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, totally. I was just talking to Nathan, bass player for Woodshed. We were just talking about that, like how we
Nate Reno,
Reno, thank you. We were kind of just talking over on Friday about, just kind of watching the bands come and go. And it kind of breaks your heart because it's just like, you know how much love and stuff that you put into it.
Yeah.
But anyway, I made that a little bit longer.
And you guys are going to play with Woodshed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's very cool.
Yeah.
And any other thank yous or shout outs before we jump into the music?
No, thank Ryan Castle for giving us a shot this year.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you for playing Ryan. Us.
Yeah.
Thank our guitar player, Shane.
Yeah, Shane couldn't make it.
He's done.
Totally, yeah.
He's been great.
But he is here. He just doesn't talk a lot.
Yeah. Tracy and Nicole playing over at Club Sur.
Absolutely. Yeah,
putting us to work a few times a year.
And our fan base who just, always shows up and supports us because that's what it, that's what matters.
And yeah, the local bands, I would name them, but I know, I always hate it when, you guys know who you are and stuff like that. Because I try to name all of them, but then I'd miss one and someone would be like, you didn't name my band. I'm like, dude, I'm sorry, I'm on the spot.
Right. Right on, guys. Well, again, Saturday, Pain in the Grass, August 3rd. Make sure you show up in time to support all the local bands, Woodshed, Pound, System 7, and it's going to be very cool. So we're going to send with no regrets and, I guess introduce this one and we'll throw it back into the music. Anyone going to jump at it? Introduce?
Wait, what?
Pretty no regrets. How did this one start?
Yeah. No regrets? Oh, man.
Yeah.
This was back in that, that was back in the garage and stuff like that, and we were kind of, that was kind of a slump that we were kind of going through, and,
remember we sat on it for a long time. Doing a keyboard part, and you looked at me and was like, that's it.
Nice.
Go with that.
And yeah, it kind of went from there.
It was born that way.
It's cool. Actually one of, the first, is it kind of one of the first songs that we wrote together?
As this group with this line.
Yeah. I don't know.
We did that at that garage, that
Pardon
shop.
Totally
there.
Oh, yeah,
in the shop.
Yep.
We were working in the shop. Mm-hmm. That's where the rehearsal was. So, so it was kind of, but I think it was that keyboard part that kind of gave it some life. I was like, oh, that's it. Mm-hmm. And it came alive.
Right. Yeah, I really love having a synth behind it. Instead of just having everything so guitar heavy, it's just kind of, it's cool to have kind of that, synth industrial vibe to it. And sometimes it's not even just industrial, it's just having anything but melt your face off guitars. And
totally, yeah.
I think the one
adds a different element to it.
Yeah. I love that it's actually, it's danceable. I can totally hear it playing in a club somewhere.
Totally. One fan, I think, had described it the best. It's like White Zombie meets Depeche Mode. And I thought, that's really cool because it's heavy enough to be, metal, if you will, and then still poppy enough to have some melody. And
I like that.
If we're a dance metal band, I guess.
There you go. And I want to see everyone dancing in the pit at Pain in the Grass, man. We'll get a mosh pit and a dance pit, and they'll battle it out. So, again, Pain in the Grass, Saturday, August 3rd. Thanks, guys, for coming up.
Thank you.
And we'll see. We'll get all decked out for Pain in the Grass. It's going to be amazing. Here's No Regrets, System 7. We'll see you at Pain.
on the Rock.
Oh,
wrong button.
Yay!
Bye! Bye! We love you.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.